Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Addressing the Global FinTech Fest 2025 in Mumbai, Mr. Modi said India is one of the most technologically inclusive societies due to democratization of technology. He said the country is witnessing 20 billion transactions worth 25 lakh crore rupees through UPI every month. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that UK and India are natural partners and global leaders in FinTech. The District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee Disha meeting for Zinepoto was held yesterday. Chairing the meeting, Member of Parliament and Disha Chairperson S. Sipung Marinjamya urged officials to work in close coordination with the district administration to ensure that central welfare schemes reach the grassroots. He stressed that no beneficiary should be left out and called for addressing local challenges in project implementation. The MP also appealed to officials and councillors to plant at least one tree during their tenure in the district. Presentations were made by DRDA, PHED and the Social Welfare Department. The PHED reported that water quality in most villages is good, though E. coli was earlier detected in 6 villages, which has since been resolved. A water testing laboratory has also been set up at the PHED office in Zinepoto for continuous monitoring of water quality. Dimapur police successfully rescued 4 kidnapped victims and arrested 4 accused persons following a swift operation carried out yesterday. The victims, including a man from Patna, Bihar, were abducted from Hotel New Rajasthan Place. Acting on technical inputs, a joint team compromising personnel from East Police Station, Special Operations Team and Indian Reserve located the suspected hideout at United North Block, Burma Camp area. In a coordinated operation, the victims were rescued the same day and 4 individuals were apprehended. 3 of the arrested accused, Saul Chofi, Bento Shohe and Kavito Yapto, were linked to NSCM-IM, while the 4th was identified as Kivipu Jimo. A case has been registered at East Police Station and investigation is underway. GST Budget Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Arunachal Pradesh.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Arunachal Pradesh artisans, farmers and small businesses. Under the revised structure, many goods in the states will now attract only 5% GST instead of earlier 12 or 18%. Agricultural and processed food items such as juices and jam, which were earlier taxed at 12%, are now taxed at 5%. Apart from this, the GST rate on processed form of ginger has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Similarly, handicraft goods and traditional textile produced by local artisans now attract a 5% tax. The next generation GST reforms aims to make products more affordable for consumers and lift margins for producers. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A state-level tribal painting competition was organized by the Tribal Research Institute, Department of Tribal Affairs, Nagaland, in collaboration with the District Administration and Education Office, Kohima, yesterday at the DC Office, Kohima. The event, part of Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh 2024-25 celebrations themed My State, My Pride, saw 36 students from 18 schools showcase their creativity. Winners received citations and cash prizes, while all participants were awarded certificates. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Bachum praised the students' professional level work and advised them to nurture their talents while avoiding distractions like mobile phones. He also stressed the need to balance talent with interests when choosing careers. Joint Secretary Tribal Affairs T.L. Kusumung Tikir urged students to draw inspiration from Bhagwan Birsa Munda, calling the event a celebration of tribal pride and resilience. In view of the recent assessments by road safety and geotechnical experts, the Tsedukur stretch of National Highway 29 has been declared highly fragile. In this regard, authorities have issued new restrictions on the movements of multi-axle vehicles, which will now be strictly regulated with immediate effect until the conditions stabilize. We have a report.
Multi-axle vehicles on Tsedukur stretch of NH21 will be allowed only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. under traffic police supervision. Speed is limited to 20 km per hour with proper spacing between vehicles. Overloaded trucks are banned and vehicles above 30 tons will not be allowed. The Transport Department and NHDCL will support traffic police in checking loads and clearing any blockages. Officials have warned that traffic would be stopped immediately if slop movement is detected. Drivers are also advised to stay alert from falling debris and to cooperate fully with enforcement personnel.
And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram and Tripura today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.